people all around the world doing today? Counting down to the new year, we are watching the clock and collectively thinking two things. How late do I really need to stay up? And where did the year go? You're going to see and hear all sorts of countdowns and best of lists, so I thought I'd do one as well and look back at some of the truth I've shared and count down the videos you've viewed, shared, and engaged with the most. So here are the top 10 truths I've shared from this past year. Number 10, I did back in August, and it was called Humble Pie. Proud King Nebuchadnezzar got taken down a notch because he chose not to heed God's warning. The verse was Daniel 4:37, and the truth was that God is just, and those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. Number 9 is, what do you see? I wrote this one at the end of the summer and had spent some lazy days with my girls looking at cloud shapes. What I see may be quite different than what you see. This relates to truth and our perspective. I shared 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, which tells us all scripture is God-breathed. And the truth is that the word of God from beginning to end is our guide for all things. So we should see everything through that lens. Number 8 is, where are you? This was a look at Paul's intentionality in Acts 15 to be sure followers of Jesus were growing in their faith. We are to step into discipleship and community to be more rooted in our faith today than we were yesterday. Number 7 is how to. In October, I looked at how-to videos and compared them to the life of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:21 tells us he sets our example, and we can follow in his steps each day. Jesus shows us how to live this life and love those around us. Number 6 is the reflex. In Colossians 4, 5, and 6, we get a step-by-step instruction on being wise in how we react and respond, and it shouldn't be a knee-jerk reaction. Our conversations and words should be full of grace, seasoned with love, tasteful, and appropriate. At the halfway point is number 5, weight of the world. I was having trouble putting things down and needed the reminder found in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that Jesus took on the weight of the world so I don't have to. That's a beautiful truth right there. Number 4 is Broken Treasures, one of my favorites from last July because it's about my love of seashells and the beauty found in our brokenness. We remembered the broken body of Jesus in Luke 22:19, and the life we have, even though broken, is a treasure in the hands of the Father. Number 3 was called Needs Met. A simple reminder in the hustle and bustle of the season that more is not the answer, and the only thing that can satisfy our soul is Jesus. Philippians 4:19 tells us God will meet all our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Number 2 is clever disguise. In October, I shared 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15 that tells us Satan masquerades as an angel of light. A very clever disguise. The truth is, we should be on guard to test the spirits and not be led away from the flock and the good shepherd. And the number 1 most viewed video is, what's your cause? I shared my daughter's desire to save the turtles, which reminded me of Romans 3, 10, and 12, and our need to be saved from sin. We are the cause of Christ, and because of God's great love for us, he sent his son to die so we might be saved. That's truth from the past year we can take with us into every new day. You can find all those videos and more at lifeword.org. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. Stay connected to the truth each and every day of this new year. It will make a difference in your life. That's the truth. I'm Lori Klein. Happy New Year.